now relax. See the body as dead there, far away from you, and the mind is also part of it, a mechanism. You are just a watcher. A simple watchfulness. And you reach to the beyond. You transcend life and death. You transcend duality. You come to feel the eternity, the immortality, your cosmic wholeness. You are not just a part. You are the cosmos. That is the meaning of being a Buddha. This is your nothingness. This is your emptiness. Just pure space. And out of this pure space arise all kinds of creativity, all songs, all joys, all dances. Only this experience, if it becomes like a wildfire around the world, can save humanity from itself. Come back silently, gracefully, without any hurry, keeping hold of the consciousness and the experience you have reached, because you have to keep it like an undercurrent 24 hours, so that every act reflects your consciousness, your compassion, your love, your meditation. It is not something to be done for a few minutes and be finished with it. It is something that has to become your very breathing, your very heartbeat. Only then there is a possibility for a future humanity, for a new man whose mind will not be destructive. Whose earth will not be divided into nations. Whose whole energy will be devoted to make life as rich, as blissful, as peaceful, as loving, as poets have always dreamed of, and only few mystics have experienced. Meditation is the way in. It is the way to wake up the master who can control the mind who can change the mind who can use the mind in the service of greater values of truth and beauty and love and joy. Can we celebrate now?
Yes.